Tyrion glanced at him sharply. Then he laughed. A short snort of amusement that came bursting out through his nose entirely without his permission. "Oh, gods," he said, choking on his laughter and shaking his head, "I suppose I do rather look like a grumpkin. What does he do to Snarks?" "You don't want to know." John picked up the wineskin and handed it to Tyrion. Tyrion pulled out the stopper, tilted his head, and squeezed a long stream into his mouth. The wine was cold fire as it trickled down his throat and warmed his belly. He held out the skin to Jon Snow. "Want some?" The boy took the skin and tried a cautious swallow. "It's true, isn't it?" he said when he was done. "What you said about the Night's Watch?" Tyrion nodded. Jon Snow set his mouth in a grim line. "If that's what it is, that's what it is." Tyrion grinned at him. "That's good, Bastard. Most men would rather deny a hard truth than face it."
"Most men," the boy said, "but not you."
"No," Tyrion admitted, "not me. I seldom ever dream of dragons any more. There are no dragons." He scooped up his fallen bearskin. "Come, we'd better return to camp before your uncle calls the banners."
The walk back was short, but the ground was rough underfoot, and his legs were cramping badly by the time they got back. Jon Snow offered a hand to help him over a thick tangle of roots, but Tyrion shook him off. He would make his own way, as he had all his life.